Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Se'if Ches. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a chatzer that has two openings from two directions. So the Gemara says you have to light in both openings. Why? Because of a chshad. If you light only in one, people might suspect you. Hey, when they walk by the other opening, hey, why didn't he light here? Maybe the guy's not lighting. So therefore, to avoid people thinking negatively about you, you have to light in both. If both of the openings are on the same side, the Rama says, so then you only have to light in one. Because people will see that there's no chshad, because there's nothing to suspect, because they see you lit here and as opposed to the other place. Now, the Rama adds, if it's in one house, meaning if there are two houses, and even if you own both houses, but they are separate houses, so if you don't light in both, people might think, oh, somebody, a Jew's lighting there who's not lighting in his house. So therefore, if there are two separate homes, even if you own both, then you would still have to light in both because of the chshad. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a view that you don't have to in that case if they're on the same side. If they're on the same side. Okay. Now, the Rama adds on. When you're lighting in these two places, you only make a bracha on for one of the sides, not for the second. Because the second side, you're not lighting l'shem mitzvah, you're lighting to avoid the chshad. Oh. And that's not a special mitzvah of lighting, and therefore you don't say a bracha. Then the Rama says, Bizman hazeh, everyone lights inside. So no one in the Meshus Rabbim sees the candles at all. And therefore, even if there are a lot of psachim and there are different openings and different directions, you only have to light once. There's no need to worry about chshad at all, the Rama says. Because we're lighting inside anyway. Oh. Now, Bizman HaZeh, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we light on the outside. And they quote the poskim quote of Shlomo Zalman and others that we don't have chshad nowadays either. People know how complicated it is where you have to light. It's a very, very complex question. And therefore, people assume you live in the other place. And therefore, nowadays, we're not concerned, given the reality of the way we light, we're not concerned about chshad. And you only have to light in the one place where it's the best place for you to light. So, just to review, the very best place to light the menorah is just outside your front door, opposite the mezuzah, between 3 and 10 tefachim from the ground, if it can be seen on the street from there. So you're getting Pesumei Nisa, and you're getting the idea of being surrounded by mitzvos when you walk in and out of the house. And that's what people try to do in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's a little windy. So you buy a glass box, and you light the menorah inside the glass box. In Chutz La'aretz, this is not really the custom so much. People are afraid to light outside. Maybe it'll cause anti-Semitism. Maybe someone will steal the menorah. It's strong, rainy and strong winds. So, and sometimes it's just not possible to light there. No one can see it from there. So then you light in the window. And preferably if the window is less than 20 amos from the ground. If the only window available is above 20 amos, so then some say light in the window, and some say in that case light by your front door, assuming it's not dangerous, on the inside of your front door, so you're also surrounded when you walk in and out with the mitzvos. If none of those are possible, so we assume you can light on your dining room table on your yotze, that's the accepted psak, that b'shas tzakana, the takana changed, and now you can light inside and be yotze. And that happens sometimes, that a person just lights in his living room, dining room. Now, if a person is able to light outside his front door, but he lives in an apartment building, so that's a big machlokas. Most, the Yerushalmi poskim and most poskim assume you can light downstairs by the front door of the building facing the street. And the Chaznish holds, no, you can't be yotze there. And therefore, in that case, you would light instead by the window. Now, in general, you want to light in the place that has the most Pesumei Nisa. So let's say you have two doors or two windows. So you want to light in the place that provides the most pristum enisa, you know, where more people can see it. But again, this is only if it's safe. Sometimes the window with most pristum enisa might not be so safe with the kids around. So you have to make sure that it's safe. But assuming it's safe, you want to light in the place where more people can see it. And you would find the place that has most pristum enisa, the best pristum enisa. If lighting the menorah higher than 10 tefachim will generate more pristum enisa, then you're supposed to do that. If the pristum enisa is equal, then you do it below. So let's say a person is lighting outside his front door facing the street. So whether the menorah is high or low, people are going to see it when they walk by. So then you would light below 10 tefachim. But let's say there's a small ledge. So if you light below 10 tefachim, the menorah is blocked by the ledge. And if you light above 10 tefachim, then you can see the menorah, then it's better to light above 10 tefachim. Let's say the windowsill in your room is above 10 tefachim. So you light in the windowsill above 10 tefachim, because people have to see the menorah. So that's a brief review of where to light the menorah. Okay, we'll stop here.